A new dog. Listen to Josie and Mark talking about their dogs. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 7 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Hi, Josie. How are you? Did you get a new dog in the end?
Yeah. Hi, Mark. I'm fine, thanks. We did get a dog. She's absolutely gorgeous. Her name's Sammy.
Oh, great. I'm glad you're pleased with her. What kind of dog is she?
She's a bit of a mix. We think she's half Labrador, half Border Collie. The vet says she's about 2 years old.
Oh, I thought you wanted a Golden Retriever.
No, my brother wanted a Golden Retriever, but Mum and I didn't want to go to a puppy farm. We wanted to get a dog from the rescue centre. So many beautiful animals get abandoned. It's terrible.
Yes, I agree. It's better to adopt an abandoned dog and give it a loving home than to support farms that breed dogs for money. I saw a documentary about them. Some of them treat the dogs very badly.
Exactly, and you wouldn't believe how many dogs there are at the rescue centre. My mum was nearly crying when she saw them all. They look so sad.
I don't even want to think about it. Our dog Rover is like a member of the family. I think that's natural for dogs. They need a family. My dad said we treat Rover like a king. Expensive food, long walks, lots of cuddles and games, and he comes in and out of the house whenever he wants. He says we treat the dog better than him.
Haha, rightly so. To be honest, I wanted to bring home about 5 or 6 dogs, but Mum says, Josie, if you want 6 dogs, you can have them when you get your own house, not whilst you live with me.
Do you remember my cousin, Susan?
Vaguely. Why?
She's always been dog mad. After she moved in with her partner, she convinced him to adopt a whole litter of puppies that had been found by the river. Imagine that. 4 little puppies at the same time. They destroyed the house. The new sofa, the rugs, the beds, the doors, everything got bitten or scratched or broken. The dogs are 4 years old now, so they behave much better. But Susan and Matt still haven't replaced the furniture. They say they don't mind. They love their dogs so much, and they're happy, even if the house is a mess.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Hi, Josie. How are you? Did you get a new dog in the end?
Yeah. Hi, Mark. I'm fine, thanks. We did get a dog. She's absolutely gorgeous. Her name's Sammy.
Oh, great. I'm glad you're pleased with her. What kind of dog is she?
She's a bit of a mix. We think she's half Labrador, half Border Collie. The vet says she's about 2 years old.
Oh, I thought you wanted a Golden Retriever.
No, my brother wanted a Golden Retriever, but Mum and I didn't want to go to a puppy farm. We wanted to get a dog from the rescue centre. So many beautiful animals get abandoned. It's terrible.
Yes, I agree. It's better to adopt an abandoned dog and give it a loving home than to support farms that breed dogs for money. I saw a documentary about them. Some of them treat the dogs very badly.
Exactly, and you wouldn't believe how many dogs there are at the rescue centre. My mum was nearly crying when she saw them all. They look so sad.
I don't even want to think about it. Our dog Rover is like a member of the family. I think that's natural for dogs. They need a family. My dad said we treat Rover like a king. Expensive food, long walks, lots of cuddles and games, and he comes in and out of the house whenever he wants. He says we treat the dog better than him.
Haha, rightly so. To be honest, I wanted to bring home about 5 or 6 dogs, but Mum says, Josie, if you want 6 dogs, you can have them when you get your own house, not whilst you live with me.
Do you remember my cousin, Susan?
Vaguely. Why?
She's always been dog mad. After she moved in with her partner, she convinced him to adopt a whole litter of puppies that had been found by the river. Imagine that. 4 little puppies at the same time. They destroyed the house. The new sofa, the rugs, the beds, the doors, everything got bitten or scratched or broken. The dogs are 4 years old now, so they behave much better. But Susan and Matt still haven't replaced the furniture. They say they don't mind. They love their dogs so much, and they're happy, even if the house is a mess.